U.S. officials say it took 4 days to trace the Washington state animal with mad cow disease back to its birthplace in Canada. To head off future outbreaks of mad cow or other diseases, they want to cut that back to 2 days. Agriculture officials say that to achieve that goal, the U.S. must develop a comprehensive database for tracking animals. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
When it comes to counting cows, U.S. producers are years behind Canada, which moved to universal tracking in the late 1990s after the first big mad cow scare in Europe. Julie Stitt with the Canadian Cattle Identification Agency says every cow, bison, and sheep in the country must wear an earring.
It's a plastic barcoded ear tag producers can use to meet our requirements. Each tag has a barcode, a unique Canadian number, as well as a Canadian logo on it, so that the Food Inspection Agency can identify these tags as they go through the system.
Stitt says if there's a problem with an animal, mad cow or something less serious, she can check a computer database and track the animal back to its herd of origin in seconds. There's no unified system for doing that in the U.S. Producers have been worried about paying for it, and Bo Reagan of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association says they're also worried about privacy.
They don't want every Joe Blow that comes along to be able to come in and pull up all the information on their number of cattle that they have, who they've been selling cattle to, things like that.
But resistance to a national tracing system has crumbled as the mad cow threat has moved closer to home. In Canada and Europe, tracing systems are mandatory. The U.S. Agriculture Department has promised to put a system in place, but has not said whether it will be required. And either way, the timeline for the U.S. Animal Identification Program doesn't call for full compliance until 2006. Bo Reagan says one reason for the delay is the size of the U.S. market. Producers will have to slap IDs on nearly 100 million cows.
With that large a number of cattle, putting an animal ID system in place, you just don't do it overnight.
The European Union relies on a system that is not fully automated. That's okay for a market with lots of small producers and local slaughterhouses, but the U.S. market is very centralized, and cows and beef are shipped about quite a bit. So a high-tech automated system will be needed. The most likely choice is radio frequency identification, or RFID. These tiny computer chips carry a unique identifier that can be scanned by readers a few inches or feet away. Professor Dale Blasi of Kansas State University says the U.S. market will have to adopt a single RFID standard.
There's a couple different transmission protocols so that any reader can read any tag under any setting.
Some say even a radio ID chip can fall off or be tampered with, so a Colorado company called OptiBrand is turning to Bovine Biometrics. They've developed a handheld device to read the unique signature carried by the retina in each cow's eyes. Company CEO Bruce Golden said last week he's just signed a big contract with Swift & Company, which is interested in getting past the recent Japanese ban on U.S. beef.
You've got to remember, Swift, until the ban last week, was the largest single exporter in this country to Japan. They look at this as being a real enabling technology in order to keep that competitive advantage when the market does open up.
No matter which technology the U.S. system uses, it will be expensive. Some estimates range in the hundreds of millions of dollars. Producers have long been worried they'll end up paying the cost, but with the first U.S. case of mad cow, the price may be easier to swallow. It may be much more expensive for the beef industry to do nothing. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.